There was some thought that Republican leaders would call the state Senate back to the Capitol to agree to the unemployment bill the Assembly passed yesterday. But there was no session today, and none planned for the immediate future. Democrats, including Janesville Senator Tim Cullen, blasted the inaction at a press conference outside the empty Senate chamber.
When they push around unemployed, relatively powerless people, I think it brings into question in my mind their moral judgment to lead this legislature.
Both the Senate and Assembly passed bills this week that would tap nearly $90 million in federal funds to extend unemployment benefits by 13 weeks. But the Senate amended the plan to get rid of a new one-week waiting period for unemployment benefits. The Assembly put the waiting period back in. It was a rare public disagreement between Republicans, in a year when GOP leaders in both houses have been on the same page for several major contentious issues. Popular Democrat Bob Jauch questioned the GOP's motives.
Either the Senate Republicans meant what they voted the other day, or it was a cynical ploy by the Senate Republicans to amend the bill looking like they were for it in the hopes that the Assembly would kill it.
Senate Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald issued a statement questioning whether Democrats would be willing to agree with the Assembly's plan and approve the extended benefits with the waiting period intact. Fitzgerald accused Democrats of being partisan on a bipartisan issue. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.